We've been discussing that there are people who do extra work in a mitzvah.
One question, we don't have to use home?
Wow. We will in a second. A person who works very hard on a mitzvah, so then he gets extra schar for it if a person goes beyond the call of duty. And the last example we had that we learned on Friday was the person who was extra careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, and when he was about to sin, the mitzvah of tzitzis protected him. And then he ended up meriting to marry that woman in a permissible fashion, etc., as we discussed on Friday. So the Rav Nissim Gaon continues and says, every person has to be very careful with tzitzis. We know that the letters add up to taryag, that the mitzvah corresponds to taryag. We know tzitzis adds up to 600, 8 strings, 5 knots, equals to 613. And when a person does even a small and light mitzvah, so he gets a tremendous wages from it in this world, and even greater wages in the world to come. The students asked Rabbi Zakkai, how come you lived a long life? So he said, I've merited to live a long life because I never missed out on the mitzvah of kiddush on wine. One Friday afternoon I didn't have wine, and my old mother saw that I was very sad. She said, why are you so sad? I said, we can't afford wine this Shabbos. So she went behind my back, and she took her one head covering that she had this hat or whatever it was, she sold it and bought wine, and I made kiddush on that. And in merit that she did that, and we were so careful of the mitzvah of kiddush, by the time she passed away, she left me 600 barrels of wine. We were very, very wealthy. I had a plethora of wine. And when he died, he left over to his children barrels upon barrels of wine. By the same token, Chazal tells, if one's careful with the candle of Hanukkah, see, as children that are Tamidei Chachamim, if a person's careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah, he merits to have a nice apartment, a nice place to live. A person who's careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, he merits to have a nice clothing to wear. A person's careful with kiddush, he merits to fill barrels with wine. And Hashem does extra kindness with the tzaddik and with his compassion. According to God's wisdom, when he knows it's fitting, he makes a person wealthy. So we shouldn't ask, why did Hashem make this tzaddik wealthy? Because we said Hashem has his calculations and we don't know them. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, our sages, told us every day a heavenly voice would come out from Mount Sinai and say, the whole world is being fed in the merit of Hanina my son. And Hanina my son, he has a kav of carib from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Think about it. Let's say a Coke bottle filled with carib. That was their meal all week long, him and his wife. And his wife, she'd see the neighbors come Friday. They're cooking and baking in honor of Shabbos, and she has nothing. All they have is a carob tree in their front yard, and that's what they live off. So she was embarrassed from her neighbors. So she burnt wood in her oven so that everyone would see smoke coming out of her chimney. And she put pots with water in the oven because that's all she had, so that her neighbors would think that she's also cooking like them. She was embarrassed. One Friday, she's lighting her oven, and a nosy neighbor came by, and she said, you turn on the oven, and I know you don't have anything to cook or bake. So Rabbi Hanina's wife, what's she going to say? And the neighbor went and opens the oven, and she finds the oven filled with bread, and she goes to her the place where they knead the dough, and she sees that she has a lot of dough there. So the neighbor calls her. She was embarrassed. She was in the other room. So the neighbor calls her and says, come out, come out. Your bread's going to burn. It's just baked. And the dough, it's going to turn sour. So she went out and she gathered the bread and she baked the dough. And Hashem made Nisim because they were righteous people. And they didn't beg for this. All week they were living, and for years they were living in poverty, and they didn't say anything. They were happy with their lot. And Chazal tell us that Heavenly Voice would declare every week, that every day, that the whole world is being sustained by their merits. And one Friday afternoon, she got confused, and she put vinegar, and she lit her candles. And once she lights her candles, the woman accepts Shabbos upon herself. She can't do anything. She lights the candles, and suddenly she realizes the cups are filled with vinegar. They're not oil inside. So she's very upset, and her husband, Rabbi Hanina, sees it, and he asks her, what are you upset about? So she says, well, there's vinegar in the cup, not oil. So he said, don't worry. Whoever declared that oil lights in this world will say that vinegar should light in this world. And that Shabbos, the light lit, the candle lit all night and all day until they were able to light from it for Abdullah. So he's bringing the stories that Chazal teach us that people who are extra righteous and extra pious, so we find that Hashem does do extra special things for them. And we have the example of the Rabbi Zakkai with his wine, and now Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa with the food for Shabbos, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, that his wife, with vinegar instead of the oil.